and we got him. He's off the plane after being on the road with the Jack Jumpers, Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going very well. All right, so really the third quarter, Melbourne United took the game away.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? It was, 5 points, I think, at half-time, and they just turned on really, and I think got 21 points to 7 in that third quarter and really turned it up a notch. So it was a pretty low-scoring game, though, really. It was a really good defensive game from both teams, a real sort of grind, but, yeah, they turned it on and got it done when it mattered most, I suppose. They're a really hardened finals team. We know they're defending champions, so always going to be tough to beat at home, even though we have beaten them twice this year, once over there. But the big guys, Joe Luala Chu and Hook Porty, really dominated, didn't they? And, you know, without Will Magnade there, we haven't got that big presence. So they'll dust themselves off and go again tomorrow. Back here at the Nest, it's going to be pumping, and having that home crowd in your team, you can't underestimate that. So I actually sat next to Jacob Chance on the way back on the plane. He already had the laptop out going through the vision, so they'll have a good look at that today and break it all down and go again tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the two big guys from Melbourne United you mentioned, and then you throw in, you know, Goulding and Dellavedova. It's a pretty hot team.
Yeah, and what about Deli too? Missed those two free throws, air balls. Obviously had something wrong with his wrist or his hand, so whether he's in doubt for tomorrow night, we'll have to wait and see. But that would be a big omission if they haven't got him for the game here.
Yeah. All right, so that's a 7:30 tip-off down there tomorrow night?
No, 8 o'clock, a little bit later for some reason. Not sure why that is, but yes, 8 o'clock tip for, not sure why, but right. There you go. It must be something to do with the finals.
Okay, well, there'll be quite a few people from the Northwest going down, and if you can't watch it, just tune in, and that'll be excellent, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. All right. NBL 1, Thunder off to a good win last week over the Hobart Chargers. Now, Keelah are in Tassie this weekend, so they play the Chargers tonight, right?
Yeah, so the Chargers will have their first home game of the season tonight at Kingborough Sports Centre, and then, up your way tomorrow night. So, yeah, as you said, a really good start for the Thunder last week. They'll love to have two in a row. Obviously, they haven't got their Jack Jumpers players in yet, so as many games as they can win without them before boosting their squad significantly with those inclusions. The more wins they can get now, the better.
Mm. So 7:30 tip off at Ulverston tomorrow night, Thunder versus Keilor, NBL 1. All right, let's go to the footy. Richmond and West Coast tonight. Your West Coast Eagles, what do you reckon, mate?
People say they've got a good feeling about the Eagles tonight. The bookies certainly disagree, though. They've got Richmond starting pretty good favourites or hot favourites. But what is known is both these teams need a win, don't they? That's for sure. So, obviously, West Coast bring back a few. They've got a debutant as well in Greg Clark, who's had he's a mature age rookie, but has had some really good success in the Waffle. So he'll come in and hopefully get a lot of the ball. Elliot Yeo goes out with concussion, so he's a big loss, obviously. But the Eagles get McGovern back, and a few begins for Richmond too. Dylan Grimes and Kane Lambert, Sydney Stack, Soldo and Rioli. So, some big names there. They lose our Tassie boy, actually. Ryan Mantle, he's been omitted. Jack Ross has been omitted. Parker's been omitted. So, Trent Cotchin managed. Robbie Tarrant managed. So, there's a few changes for the Tigers, but five all up, in fact. But it should be a good one tonight. Hard to put winner in that one.
Mm. Jackson Callow gets a start for the Hawks this weekend too.
Yeah, what a great story that is, saying. Didn't get drafted initially, obviously. Had to go and do it the hard way. Went over to South Australia, was it? I think it was in the end.
Yeah, Sandford.
Yep. Plucked out of there to Hawthorn halfway through the season and finally gets his chance. So there was a few whispers he might have got to debut last weekend back at Utah Stadium in front of his old home crowd, but wasn't to be. But I'm told he's a Melbourne supporter growing up. So to debut against them at the MCG, what a story.
Yeah, all right. That'll be a good game, actually, I reckon. And I reckon the other two good games this weekend will be Brisbane and Sydney and Geelong and Fremantle.
Yeah, that should be a cracker down the highway. Real good test for Fremantle. Obviously, they've started the season really well, but going out of Geelong, we know it's really hard to win down there. So it'll give them a really good indication of where they're at, I reckon.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Yeah, we've got three games tomorrow. North Launceston is at home to North Hobart. That'll be a really interesting game, I reckon. Two of the younger teams in the comp going head-to-head, so that'll be one to keep an eye on. Clarets should beat Glenorchy at Blunston Arena. Glenorchy still without a win this season, the only team without a win in 2022. And we've got Lauderdale hosting Launceston at Skybus Oval. This will be interesting too. Lauderdale got their first win of the season last week. So they'll be a little bit more confident going into this one. But Launceston with a percentage, Darren, if you don't mind, of 288, should win that one,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I reckon so. What's going on in the A-League?
Very good question.
it's just the season that never ends.
Yeah, it is. There's only, a couple of rounds to go starting tonight. So we've got Melbourne Victory and Wellington Phoenix at going head-to-head tonight. Three games tomorrow, Central Coast v Western United, Adelaide United and Brisbane Roar, and Perth Glory and Western Sydney Wanderers. So the table, as we speak, Western United, our team, if you like, from Tasmania, they're second at the moment on the ladder, one game behind Melbourne City, but 2 points behind as well. So they're still in contention for that premiership plate. There's no doubt about that. And Melbourne Victory's lurking too. They've sort of come from nowhere Victory. They've played the 24 games. Now they're on 42 points. So they've shot up the ranks quite a bit in the last few weeks.
Righto. And NPL, Devonport Strikers hit the road tomorrow to Launceston to play Riverside. Strikers second on the ladder last time I looked. Riverside a bit further down. So good luck to the Strikers tomorrow. All right, mate. And who's on the water boys tomorrow?
Basketball, footy, and I can't tell you much else because we've delayed our production meeting this week. So you have to tune in for a surprise. But what I can tell you is we've got our $100 to spend at Intersport to give away with our Good Sport Awards. So if you haven't nominated someone, go to the 7AD website, look up our Water Boys page and nominate someone doing a wonderful job in the local sporting community, and they could have $100 to spend at Intersport.
Good work. So Water Boys tomorrow from 10, following Martin Sports Show from 8 o'clock on 7AD and 7BU. Thanks, mate. Have a good day. And WinTV, by the way, tonight from 5:30.
Spot on. Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.